Redeeming the Dream by David Boies and Theodore B. Olson, and All I Love and Know, a novel by Judith Frank, are two books that put marriage equality into perspective. Redeeming the Dream, The Case for Marriage Equality, Viking 2014, tells the reader how two establishment lawyers, one liberal, one conservative, David Boies and Theodore B. Olson, decided to work together to defeat Proposition 8, a history-making case that ended up at the Supreme Court of the United States, along with Edith Windsor's landmark case against DOMA, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. The book, complete with photographs, is a good primer on the history of U.S. LGBT rights, as well as a compelling read about the behind-the-scenes context of this historic legal battle. Another central argument is that everyone has a right to marry. The authors cite Loving v. Virginia, the landmark case decided by the Supreme Court in 1967, which struck down laws against interracial marriage as a legal precedent. Loving had confirmed that marriage was a fundamental right and that the 14th Amendment prohibited states from infringing on an individual's right to marry without a sound basis. The opposition contended that marriage is for the purpose of procreation. Supreme Court Justice Alana Kagan responded by asking about the constitutionality of denying the right to marry to heterosexuals over the age of 55. She said, "No, really, because if the couple, I can assure you, if both the woman and the man are over the age of 55, there are not a lot of children coming out of that marriage, and the rest, as they say, is history." All I Love and Know, a novel by Judith Frank, HarperCollins, 2014, explores the lives of a gay male couple who unexpectedly become parents when one of the characters' brother, who lives in Israel with his wife, was killed along with his wife by a suicide bomber. The brother and his wife had previously made arrangements for the gay brother and his partner to become the guardians of their two children, an infant boy and a little girl with a developing and edgy personality. In addition to dealing with their own tragic loss, the two men are suddenly faced with the reality of becoming parents. The novel is multi-layered, the writing is illuminating and compelling, and takes up the issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and the issue of gay marriage doesn't come up until late in the story. However, the two men continually face the issue of homophobia. The non-Jewish partner of the man, whose brother was killed, does his best to become a good parent and is, in fact, a natural. But a rift develops between them based, in part, on the discounting of their relationship. It is a novel about many things, but mostly it is about family, including the legal ties that bind a family. The novel is set in Israel and Northampton, Massachusetts, at the same time that Massachusetts is the first U.S. state to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. At the risk of revealing too much, I will say that the little girl with a very big personality is thrilled that these two men can get married. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and leisure for This Way Out.